Well, if you're going to say a character, there is a character that we only know in the West Country, and he's been instrumental behind a major rule change in Briscoe Formula 2, and that's Mike Priddle. Mike, tell us how you got involved in it.
Well, it was started, a conversation me and Matt Linfield had back, I'm going to say, the middle of 2012. We just come to the conclusion that a lot of people have. Briscoe Formula 2's got too expensive with the engine, simple as that. We had a long chat about what we could and couldn't do and came up with the idea of the Z-Tech. But I said to the Matt at the time that I was going to try and put the effort in and qualify for the world final at Bristol, Smeathart, because it was on the home track in 2014. So I wouldn't be interested in doing anything until 2014, basically, because I wanted to try and get in the world final.
So obviously you've been instrumental in the development. Tell us what you've done.
A lot of testing. We basically went to the scrapyard, picked up an engine for £100, chucked it in and went racing. It's as simple as that, really. Obviously, a lot of work behind the scenes involved. And probably when we set out, we didn't think there would be as hard as it was, but we got there in the end, so to speak.
What kind of hurdles have you faced in the Z-Tech introduction?
I'll have to put a political head on here and say that we've had some big hurdles to climb. We've upset a few people, but I'm not too bothered, as you know, about that. You take me as I am. If you don't like what I got to say, at the end of the day, it doesn't bother me.
You thrashed out a common rule book with the saloons, is that right?
Yes, yeah, everything we've done is run alongside the rules for the saloons, which makes the whole bigger picture better, as in if anybody wants to switch from one formula to the other, they can do it and just take their kit of parts along with them, and at the end of the day, it wouldn't cost them too much to do so.
So, if I'm a budding driver, top echelon of the sport, and I want to compete, and I want to chuck, the cost, I reckon, is about £1,200 to get a car engine on the road. That's including the kit, which is obviously transferable, and a scrapyard engine. But if I was to go out and spend, say, for instance, £3,000 or £4,000 taking it to my engine builder, would that be beneficial?
In our view, from the testing we've done, no benefit whatsoever. You'd be throwing your money away and carry on if that's what you feel you need to do. But from the testing that we've done, a second-hand engine is going to be far better than a new engine. If you take it to engine builder and spend £2,000 or £3,000 and have it blueprinted, you may gain 2-3 brake horsepower, which will make no difference on track.
Of course, there's the buyback rule.
Yes. A few people have commented about that and don't like it. If you don't like it, don't run a Z-Tech. Again, it doesn't bother me. It's put in there specifically to stop people f***ing around.